Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. A plane carrying members of a Russian delegation has landed in Istanbul ahead of peace talks scheduled to begin Tuesday with Ukrainian negotiators aimed at ending the month-long war. Associated Press correspondent Charles Diledesma reports.
Turkey's private DHA news agency says that the Russian government plane landed at Istanbul airport ready for talks between the two sides scheduled for Tuesday and Wednesday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he wants to secure peace without delay, urging for a face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the two presidents could meet, but only after the key elements of a potential deal are negotiated. Earlier talks, held both by video and in person, failed to make progress on ending the war. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Meanwhile, the Russian military, having met with unexpectedly stiff resistance from Ukrainian forces, has increasingly focused on grinding down Ukraine's military in the eastern part of the country in hopes of forcing Kyiv into surrendering part of the territory and possibly end the war. Observers say Russia is attempting to encircle Ukrainian forces in the eastern industrial area known as the Donbass region, where Ukrainians have been fighting Moscow-backed separatists in a nearly eight-year conflict. But Britain's defense ministry said Monday Russian forces have no significant change in their position in the past day, and that Russian forces were hampered by a lack of momentum and morale. U.S. and British officials have also noted Moscow is increasingly focused on fighting the Ukrainian forces in the east while digging in around Kyiv and other large cities and pummeling them with rockets and artillery. This is VOA News. The U.S. Congressional Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol is considering contempt of Congress charges against two aides to former U.S. President Donald Trump. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foulet reports.
For months, they've been refusing to comply with subpoenas. Former Trump advisors Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino. Now, the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is pushing ahead with contempt charges against them. Navarro was a trade advisor to then-President Trump. Scavino was a communications aide. The House panel will meet tonight, Monday night, to talk about whether to hold the two men in contempt of Congress. The committee is made up mostly of Democrats, and it's expected they will approve the contempt vote. A recommendation of criminal charges would then go to the full House. The Justice Department would have the final say. Navarro says the committee should negotiate this matter with Donald Trump. I'm Rita Foley.
The Afghan Women's Organization for Peace and Freedom has called on the country's Taliban rulers to reopen schools for girls. The Taliban last week unexpectedly decided against reopening schools to girls above the sixth grade, reneging on a promise and opting to appease their hardline base at the expense of further alienating the international community. The women's organization said it does not accept any excuse from the authorities to close the schools and said the decision has no legal or logical justifications. The surprising decision, confirmed by a Taliban official, is bound to disrupt efforts by the Taliban to win recognition from potential international donors at a time when the country is dealing with a worsening humanitarian crisis. The move has enraged the international community, which has been reluctant to recognize the Taliban-run government since it swept into power last August, fearing such a move would revert the government to their harsh rule of the 1990s. British scientists announced Monday pharmaceutical company Pfizer's oral COVID-19 drug will be evaluated as a potential treatment for patients hospitalized with the illness in what they say will be the world's largest randomized study of potential medicines for COVID-19. The study, known as the Recovery Trial, will be conducted by researchers at Oxford University and will assess Pfizer's drug known as Paxlovid in hospitals across Britain. Lead Oxford researcher Peter Horby said that while the drug has been approved in Britain for early-stage treatments, it's not clear if the drug can reduce the risk of death among patients with severe COVID-19. The study will also examine whether Paxlovid shortens the length of hospital stays or reduces the need for mechanical ventilators. Repeating the hour's top news story, a plane carrying members of Russian delegation has landed in Istanbul ahead of peace talks scheduled to begin Tuesday with Ukrainian negotiators. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
VOA 1.